responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour and final hour of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. We go to Mark in Oklahoma. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey. Ian and Mark.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Hi. I don't think we can make too big a deal about the Federal Reserve, because I contend that the Federal Reserve controls everything in the United States of America.
Okay. And why can't we make a big deal about that?
Oh, you can't make too big of a deal, is what he's saying.
Oh, I see.
It's extremely important, and we have to get rid of it.
What they do is we
know they print money out of thin air. They own the printing press. They're not subject to audit. And I very much suspect that they vote money to themselves, they spend it wherever they want to spend it, and then if they go bankrupt, that's not even reported because they are not subject to audit.
How could they go bankrupt? They print the money.
Exactly. And I remember in the 70s, it would come out in the media, gee, we can't understand why inflation, and the government would come out with this and that, why inflation. Well, inflation is more dollars chasing fewer goods. And if you keep printing money and you only print the interest, you only print the principal and you don't print the interest, automatically that's inflation, because you have to keep printing more money in order to pay the previous interest from the previous loan.
Yeah, there's no way they can pay off the debts. It's just not possible.
Right. So the debt ceiling keeps increasing. It used to be in the billions and now it's in the trillions, and there's no hope. And I just read in the paper today about on the internet that Iceland went under, and Iceland had a great economy. They really didn't need anybody else. They had an internal economy, and I think that was the problem, because they were too prosperous. And so anytime the World Bank wants to break somebody, they'll just break them.
Well, and I'd like to point out there's going to be something going on tomorrow. I'm sure you're probably aware of this, but to those people that really believe they can do something to get rid of the Federal Reserve, apparently a lot of people are going to be actually meeting up at the Fed bank locations and Fed office locations and holding a protest tomorrow, November 22nd. So
that's right. And yeah. I'm speaking to the Fed, especially in lieu of the fact that yes, all 12 federal member banks across the nation, they're going to be protest and teach-ins and what have you. And one point I'd like to make also is that we're always hearing how the Fed, they get together and they go up in a quarter percent, or they go down in the prime interest rate, which is the overnight lending rate and such and such. That really has very little to do with it. What has to do with it is where that money goes. They can withhold loans or they can issue loans anywhere they want to in society. And I suspect also that a lot of the Republican and Democratic Party, which are shams, the reason why these folks have so much money is because the Fed just prints money and gives it to them, because they're their underlings. They're their tools to destroy our society.
Sure. Yep. They are totally in control. I agree completely. I don't know if I'm not really sure what the end the Fed thing is going to do beyond maybe successfully reach out to a few people that have to be walking by the Federal Reserve offices that day. It certainly will be fun for the activists to meet up with one another. It's always a good social event. So if you want to get involved in that, you can go to endthefed.us to get more information on what the locations are they'll be protesting at tomorrow and how you can get involved. I know there's going to be, I think, a busload or several carpools of activists, liberty activists from here in New Hampshire going to the Boston Fed office tomorrow. So all the details over at endthefed.us. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Mark?
And one last point, gentlemen. I thank you for allowing me to express my views on Free Talk Live.
That's our job.
It is Free Talk, and I enjoy your program very much. And that is that what's the solution? Well, I was a hard money guy, and I still believe that if we had stayed with gold and silver from the inception, from the colonies, that's why they wrote it in, that there would be no inflation. There's no debt money unless somebody really wanted to go into debt, et cetera.
There couldn't
but the
be
way
inflation.
Things are now, the elite have all the gold and the silver. We hear that, you know, there's a scarcity of gold and silver.
Uh-oh. The elites cut them off.
Me.
Oh, you're still there.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, but they own all the gold and silver. So I'm in favor of Ron Paul's deal is that would they have to print U.S. notes like President Kennedy did, and non-interest, no debt money. But we'll keep it fiat for a while until such time as we're able to get back to gold and silver.
I'm sure there's I know somebody had related a decent-sounding plan at one time over the air, and I know Ron Paul, if you put him in charge of it, I'm sure he'd figure out a way to get out of this mess. But I agree with you. If it had always been gold and silver in this country, we would have no – there'd be no way to inflate that because it's not inflatable. You just can't you can't really inflate that kind of money supply because there's no central authority printing out arbitrary amounts of currency. You'd have to go and you'd have to mine that gold and silver from the earth, and that's work that actually is worth money right there in the first place. So it just doesn't even, you can't inflate really significantly a gold and silver currency. And in addition, if we'd actually had gold and silver backed money this entire time, we'd have real sound money to build our economy off of, and we'd have the most, I think we'd have so much more wealth today as a result of that.
Absolutely true, because, you know, the people will always say that if you deregulate, and I'm not for deregulation. Deregulation means that the people that are in charge decide which rules to take away. I'm talking about eliminate regulation. But if you eliminate regulation, then you'll have these boom-bust cycles where, you know, that's what happened with the banking industry, the housing, you know, the houses got more valuable, and then you bubbles and technology and the whole thing. And, you know, and they
hearty amen to the above. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, now,
what they say is that you'll have these boom-bust cycles. Well, you will have these boom-bust cycles because of the elasticity, as they call it, of the fiat currency that we have. If you had actual money, gold and silver, and, you know, people traded in commodities like that, well, you wouldn't have those boom-bust cycles because money would be too dear. What the Federal Reserve, the whole purpose of it is, when they say elasticity, is, well, they intend to devalue the currency so that people will be incentivized to loan it. You have to loan in order to be able to combat inflation. You can't just hold on to your money. If you, gold and silver basically will buy the same thing that it would 1,000 years ago, you know,
right.
The same amount of loaves of bread, generally, the same amount of suits of clothes, generally. You can buy all those things with gold and silver the same way you could before. They're still worth the same amounts. So there is no inflation. You could hold on to your wealth and not have to worry about it. But because of inflation, you have to lend your money out in order to see a return on it just to match inflation, because
right.
if not, your money becomes less and less valuable as you hold on to it.
I'd like to clarify what I said earlier about the fact that you couldn't really inflate with gold and silver. I don't know if that's exactly true. I suppose it's possible, for instance, that you could have a big vault full of gold somewhere, and you could just decide to sell all that into circulation, and technically that would inflate the money supply. However, it wouldn't be inflation as we know it today, in that it wouldn't do anything to benefit any military-industrial complex.
Bill Gates could probably do something to the gold or silver market, but what you have to look at is, in a free society with the amount of communication and travel that we currently have, people aren't just going to use gold and silver.
There'd be different competing currencies.
I like to talk about gold and silver because there are things that people could relate to. But the fact is, people are going to use bearer bonds for a boatload of bananas and all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be different
whatever
kinds of
value
currencies, and people will make people will come up with stuff that I can't even imagine when it comes to currencies. Banks will, you know, they'll figure out all kinds of different things, and that's
right.
Great. It's fabulous. It's the marketplace competing, but currently we have a monopoly on currency. So what kind of innovations can you expect to see in a marketplace that has a monopoly? None.
Plus, if all of a sudden somebody finds this unlimited source of gold, let's say they happen to tap into some sort of mystical cave that just allows gold to continue to be coming out of it at very, very little, very, very low cost, well, then gold will become worth less, simply because there'll be more of it in circulation, and it won't be as rare as it currently is today, so the value of it will probably go down, but that's okay, because in the free marketplace, there will be those competing currencies. You'll have silver, you'll have palladium, you'll have the other different metals out there. Those will change in value as a result of that, and you'll have this constant playoff of the various different market currencies playing off of one another. So there wouldn't be this sort of overarching one-size-fits-all currency implemented by the Federal Reserve Bank and forced down everyone's throats. No one would be forced to take gold. If they didn't want to take gold, They wouldn't have to. Business owners would be able to decide what currencies they did business in, and the marketplace would decide, because of all of the individuals doing transactions and businesses doing business out there, all of their individual decisions, the trillions of them all being made, will decide what are the best currencies for the market. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Marketing plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491. Call now. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's emails? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. It's guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can sign up for a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
We continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Todd in North Carolina. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Good to have you here. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, I was just going to comment. You were talking about how bringing the gold and silver standard back would bring prosperity, and I'm not so sure if that's true.
Okay, why?
I don't think there's any doubt that the fractional system helped to spur commercial development. I think the problem is letting the private sector control that.
You're saying
controlling fractional reserve lending?
Yes.
Okay, so you're contending that the government itself should issue its own fiat currency rather than letting the Federal Reserve System lend essentially money to the federal government through treasury bills or whatever it is?
Exactly. I don't exactly think they would do a perfect job, but they would do better.
Do you have anything to back it up?
I don't. Okay. I'm not militant about this, and I don't know a lot about it.
Okay.
I'm just actually starting to learn about economics, but...
I'm hearing more about this too, and I would like to hear. I'd like to find an expert that I can study on the internet, and I haven't yet been able to do it because I'm not ready. I don't dismiss things out of hand without having studied them. I distrust the idea of fiat currency completely, and I do agree that the elasticity, as they call it, which is essentially it's a nice way of saying lying or stealing. The elasticity of fiat currency does help with the development of businesses, but what it may do is
creates
booms and busts and businesses that where people will take larger risks than they would otherwise, you know, under a gold standard where money has value, and you know it might be of gold standard, it might be something else, but in a private currency situation where money has real value, people will be more careful, they'll grow their businesses more slowly over a long haul, and then they're providing a better service to the public, to themselves, and to their employees all at once. That's what I've seen so far. I'm willing to investigate what it is you're talking about, but
why wouldn't you want money with real value backing it? Why would you want to continue on with a fiat system?
Well, I'm not so sure that all the value lies in the money. You know, just as production amount against the amount of money decides inflation,
I'm sorry, maybe I'm misunderstanding you. You said, what was your definition of inflation before I go on?
Well, when you've got too much money in the system, when the money system is diluted.
Right. Okay. That's what inflation is, an increase in the money supply.
Right.
So
somebody turning on the printing press.
Right. And that's what the government does. And the Federal Reserve is its. I mean, yes, it's separate from the government, but they're also inherently connected to the government. I mean, the president names people to the Federal Reserve Board, for instance, as I understand it. And so what you've got is a situation where because it's a fiat system, they can print out as much as they want, as often as they want, and that's inflation right there. As soon as they print out an extra dollar, you've got inflation because they're increasing the money supply. Whereas if you're dealing with a private market-based situation when it comes to currency, then the various different currency providers in the marketplace, just like we have different burger companies, are competing to offer the best monetary product to the market. And so in that competition, they won't be able to get away with offering fiat currency because the people want, when they understand what value-backed money is, they understand why they want it. And the reason why we want value-backed money, one of the number one reasons, is because it can't be inflated. They can't just flip on the printing press and make gold out of thin air. So it's your money is safe. It's protected, which means that savers are a hell of a lot better off in an economy where you can actually have some value-backed currency. Whereas if you try to save money for some sort of whatever reason you want to save it for, maybe it's to invest in the future or whatever reason, you're losing your money. So there's really no incentive to save in a fiat economy, because if you just keep that fiat money around, its value just ticks down and down and down as they continue the inflation process. That's just one of the reasons to have a value-backed currency. Any thoughts? I think we lost him. Sounded like he was on a cell phone. Mm. We continue on here and talk to Frank, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I had called, I guess, several months ago and mentioned that back in the 1980s, I had a conversation with the late Walter Wriston when he talked about the notion of a cashless society with an electronic money base as opposed to, you know, the dollars that we have with the Federal Reserve. And he really made a very interesting case that you could provided there was a monopoly that controlled the money, you could prevent the business cycle, the booms and busts of the business cycle that sort of characterized market capitalism. And again, with the fiat currency, as we have seen through most of the 20th century, you can have tremendous periods of economic expansion, the creation of wealth, the creation of corporations, and then you have at certain key points, maybe twice in a century, a restriction such as in 1929 through 1934 and what we're going through now. So ultimately, if you look at the historical perspective, you can do a lot with the money supply when it's a fiat system or controlled by a central bank, but you also have at the same moment the capacity that you can collapse the whole system, which is what we're seeing now and which is what happened in 1929 through 1934. So in a sense, I think you have to be understand in a sense the function of money, the function of capital formation, and the errors when you do that without regulation. And we have seen that we've had regulations on the book from 1934 with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Those regulations were subverted and not enforced with Ronald Reagan in 1981 through the present. And now we see, you know, what can happen when, quote-unquote, market forces that reflect vast formations of capital in a monopolistic, we're not oligopolistic system can you really, you know, destroy the system. And I want also remember. I want
well,
you to remember
you
that we've
on,
never
Frank,
had a free market in the history of mankind.
This is true. We have not had a free market.
Right.
And,
so the notion
and that's why I'd like to point out that in a true free market monetary environment, the regulation that you're seeking will be provided by the marketplace as well. In
no,
the form
that's not
of,
what Adam Smith said in Wealth of Nations at all.
I don't
he
care what Adam Smith
be very
said.
Careful about
I don't
have
read the book. I can't
market.
Comment on that. Thank you, Frank, for the call.
Regulate.
Yeah, the free market regulates itself, and that's one of the things the free market does best, is there are third-party organizations that form automatically based on market demand to oversee things and to approve things and to put their seal of approval on things in order so people know that business is being done on the up-and-up and it's being done safely and that it's being done on a trustworthy basis. That's why we have organizations like Underwriters Laboratories and ETL that check out various different products and verify them for safety. That's not anything the government created. That's the marketplace doing it because they want to keep you safe so you can keep buying stuff.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment, just click and download. They're yours, free, at freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls about anything, and we go to Nigel, listening in New York, on the AMP line. Hello, Nigel.
Hi.
Hey, Nigel. What's on your mind?
So, Mark, you frequently said, you know, that some amount of gold can buy you the same amount of stuff or the same kind of object today that it can could 1,000 years ago.
Yeah,
and
pretty
I think
much.
That's a good point, but something that's probably important to highlight with that is that what you're buying is also of a much higher quality than the same thing you would have been buying 1,000 years ago. You know, the bread that you can buy with a certain amount of gold, you can buy the same amount of bread, but today it won't have sand in it.
That's correct, but you've got to understand it's the people that are that are buying those things. You don't have the sophistication from the consumer. A loaf of bread likely was a loaf of bread to most people at a time when I don't know how much silver will buy a loaf of bread. Let's see, a loaf of bread's about $2. Silver's at about.
I'm not denying that, Mark. I'm just saying that. At the same time, the value of the gold is going up because everything is of higher quality. Whereas what you could previously buy for that amount of silver would be worthless.
I think it's more accurate to say that
the brick.
I think it's more accurate to say that competition is increasing the value of the things that the quality of the things that one can buy with
but
the
cost is going down too at the same time. I mean, innovation and competition are also bringing costs down at the same time, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at computers or anything, but I have done a little research on the gold as far as loaves of bread and suits of clothing.
There you go, Nigel. Anything else?
No, I mean, I just thought that
it's a good point.
Stated a slightly different way.
It's a good point.
I appreciate that, Nigel, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Cassie is on the line in Oregon. Cassie, you're on Free Talk Live. Cassie in Oregon, going once. Cassie in Oregon, going twice. Let's try Dan in Illinois. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan. Hey there.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Great show, guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Always periodically tune in to you.
Whenever you can tune in, we're here. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Well, what's on my mind? You guys are all up in New Hampshire, correct?
Well, we're not all up here in New Hampshire, but those of us who are hosting the show are.
The ones talking to you are.
Yes, we, Mark and myself, are here in New Hampshire.
I listen to a lot of all my news I get from the internet, and it seems to me that there's a very large congregation of freedom people such as myself and y'all heading in this area.
Yes,
and I'm trying to figure out what the reason for that is. Why New Hampshire?
Is this your first time listening to the show?
No, I've listened to a lot of shows.
So you've heard us talk about the Free State Project, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're aware that
this is a concern that I have in my belly. I've had it just gives me an uneasy feeling in my belly, and I've been doing this for a long time. I've tried to call into your show a few times, and you guys are so good. It's like my arm is numb from holding on. You have a lot of listeners. And,
here you are now. Let me just get a couple of points in here, or questions for clarification. So you've heard of the Free State Project. You understand that it's a movement that is designed to bring as many activists to New Hampshire as possible, but you're curious as to why New Hampshire was chosen for it?
No, I'm not really curious. I am more concerned than I am curious.
You're concerned?
I'm an old science guy. I'm an old guy. Well over 50. And I'm into science. I have done a lot of research. Are you familiar with HAARP?
the thing up in Alaska that supposedly is controlling the weather.
A lot of people. Everybody. Everybody refers to the place up in Alaska. Well, year to date, there's approximately 52 of these stations throughout our world right now, our planet, okay? And to understand how these things work is not a lot to understand, but they can pinpoint areas, but not big areas, not small areas, but very large areas. And when I get concerned because of military in my head, and you want to take and surround somebody, let's congregate them in one group and then take them over. I mean, HAARP, everybody needs to put out what it is in their head and what's in their heart. I don't care if you're, a Catholic, an atheist. Myself, I believe in divine intervention. I get, when these things that we're fighting right now, yourself and myself, when they decide to flip that switch, where do you think they're going to flip it to?
What are you suggesting? What are you suggesting that they can do? I mean, you're saying they have these HAARP stations in 50 different locations. What is it you're suggesting they could do with it? Some people have said they can control people's minds. Is that what you believe?
Well, you control people's minds. I don't get into all this control people's mind stuff.
So what does it do?
HAARP is able to do a lot of things. Mostly it can make you very ill. I'm an old medicine guy also. I've never in my life been to a doctor. I don't get sick. I believe in natural health and things of this nature.
So are you suggesting that I have to keep asking questions for clarification so I can understand where you're coming from? You suggesting that they could, like, flip on some sort of radio transmitting device and all of a sudden make everybody in New Hampshire sick?
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. I give you, depending on, you see,
And the reason they would do that is to what?
Well, it shuts you up. They want to shut all of us up. They want to shut us up. Okay.
So, do you think that we, whoever we are exactly, we are having any success against the people that control HARP by being spread out all over the place?
You'd have more success being spread out, opposed to being congregated in one area. Like I said, like what you're doing right now is very good. You guys have a beautiful show, and there seems to be a lot of people, and I can't figure out why. Well, I shouldn't even try to figure out why. It scares me to all of us be silenced by something, you know, a lot of us being silenced
okay.
by simply congregating in one area.
Yeah.
And HARP is very capable of doing this. And
I see where you're coming from on that. And so, you know, they're also capable of dropping an atom bomb. Look, I don't know if HARP is true or not. As far as I'm concerned, it's just some experimental program that is just another government boondoggle.
Even
if it's true, whether it's true or not is irrelevant. Because even if it is true, it's just one other weapon that they have to use against people. And the fact is, we already know they have dangerous, destructive weapons within their hands. They have the ability to drop nuclear weapons on people. They've had that ability since back in the time of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So if they wanted to do all kinds of manner of destruction, they could do it with their, with a bomb.
Those are very loud things. You know, nuclear bombs.
You don't think anybody would notice if all of a sudden everyone in New Hampshire decided to keel over because they were sick to death?
No. It wouldn't be. It's not that dramatic. See, that's what the problem is.
What are you getting at then? How sick are we talking
about?
These are
very fine-tuned DNA-structured deals.
What does that mean?
I thought HARP was a resonant magnetic thing. I mean, what's that have to do with DNA?
No, you can go into resonant frequencies and DNA. Oh yes, in a DNA in a heartbeat.
Wait! I'm this old science guy. I need to pick your brain on this. What does the resonance? Resonance is sound. What does sound do? I mean, are you telling me that it actually changes the connections in the double helix there? I mean, you're moving it up, and that doesn't make any sense to me, sir.
Okay, well, here let's look at it from a different point of view.
You got 10 seconds.
If you 10 seconds. All right, let's look at a little bit of Dr. Clark's frequencies for healing reef frequencies that make you sick, make you well.
I see where you're coming from. I want to hold this guy over. Hang on, dude. I want to bring you back. 800-259-9231. I'll tell you why I really find all of this irrelevant. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491. Call now. 1-800-330-8491. 1-800-330-8491.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. Only moments remain. We'll be able to sneak your call in if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, or rather, we'll do our best. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help Free Talk Live, you can do so by doing your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. All you need to do is enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need to buy, new or used, enter through amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the products you want at the prices you're looking for. Super Saver shipping is free on a whole lot of items, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. So enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now we go back to Dan listening in Illinois, and Dan, you're telling us that we should be scared. Be afraid.
No,
be very
no, that,
afraid. Because there's some radio transmitters out there that could possibly be cranked up real high and make it so we all get sick. You say that they call it the HARP Project. Now, HARP really does exist. It really is a governmental project, but it seems to me to be nothing more than just another military boondoggle.
It's probably about as effective as most government programs, which
means
it's an extraordinarily a large amount of money and doesn't bring anywhere near what they promised in the first
place. But let me see if I can reset, and then if I'm wrong about what I've interpreted from you so far, you're welcome to correct me. But so far, from what I understand, you're saying, whoa, whoa, all you free state activists, be careful, be warned.
Don't get in the same landmass because they'll turn the magic ray beam on you and make you all horribly ill.
Well, it almost sounded like the entire thing was a great government plot, like the whole free state project was indeed part of the plot to gather liberty lovers together so the government can wipe us all out in one fell swoop. Is that what you're getting at?
No, not exactly.
All right.
Not exactly. The situation that is a possible situation. If I wanted to take, and I had this kind of technology behind me, and I wanted to silence a group of people, mm-hmm. and I know they're congregated in one group,
again, well, I can do it in a flip of a few switches.
Sure, strategically that would work. I totally get what you're saying there, but my question to you would be this then. It likely you believe that there's some powerful family or group that's controlling the world. Let's call them the Schnurkenbergers. Okay, what have we done? What have the freedom activists and the truthers, what have they done so far? One successful thing they've done to slow down the Schnurkenbergers.
That's a deafening silence.
From the way things are accelerating, actually nothing.
Okay, right. So the point is that staying spread out hasn't worked. So getting congregated might work. Now, it could very well be that there's a magic ray beam all over the world that could make us all ill, but likely if they have a magic ray beam that could target a geographic landmass like New Hampshire and get us all ill in that particular area, they might be able to go after our DNA specifically soon. I mean, they could make a magic ray beam and just get you there.
Maybe I can clear this. Maybe I can just give you a little focus in your head how this technology works.
Okay, good.
What's really odd is that everybody, when you speak of HAARP, when you say something about HAARP, everybody automatically goes to Alaska.
Did I say Alaska?
30 years ago. HAARP, there are a little over 50 some odd locations.
You've already told us that. Now, okay. Tell us about technology.
So here's how this stuff works.
Okay, go.
I want you to take and just picture in your head a mirror that's, let's say, 20 miles up into the atmosphere.
Okay.
Okay. This is the way HAARP works. What it does, it accelerates our ionosphere, it actually turns it into plasma, and it turns it into a mirror. So now you have a mirror, okay? And let's say off this mirror, you just have a little laser beam that's, 20 miles away. Now you can take your little laser beam, okay, and you can shine that little laser beam light anywhere you want it and just move your mirror around by adjusting the way your transmission of your antennas are going.
So do you stop being a mirror when you're done?
Well,
if you adjust the antennas correctly?
Do your lights in your home turn off when you flip the switch on off? Yes,
they do.
Course.
They do.
So they shoot a laser beam at the mirror, and it shoots down and affects the DNA of all of the people.
This is a metaphor.
It's crazy.
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain to you how these things work.
Okay.
The way they work, okay, is that, again, you have a mirror, and you're playing with your child with a little laser beam pen. And you get a mirror and a little laser beam pen, and you can make that thing go. You can make it move around your home. Without
Dan,
moving the laser beam.
I get the technology, Dan, and I've let you explain
it,
but
it.
You
it
didn't answer, you didn't answer the question. The question was, we're facing a global group of people that have all the money and clearly technology beyond my imaginations because they can shoot laser beams off of the ionosphere. They turn into mirrors. Wait. They clearly have huge technology beyond what you and I have access to. So what we've been doing up to this point hasn't worked, right, Dan? I mean,
he's already admitted that.
It hasn't worked. So why not move into a single geographic area, try that, see if that works? Because clearly we don't have a hope against these people who have all the money and all the power, and we haven't you couldn't name one coup that the truthers have had against the Schnurkenbergers.
Well, so actually, there's a lot of hope. Here, let me finish up. There's a lot of hope. The only thing I'm saying is there's a lot of hope. And I thought this was funny. My family, when I was born, when I was a child, we used to take what we call weekend warriors. And you'd be surprised,
going,
you'd be shocked. Anyhow, you can protect yourself from these things. And
Can I buy a product that will keep me safe from HAARP? Can I wear a little necklace or something, or maybe a tinfoil hat, Dan? Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Oh my gosh, they could just drop one of those on us, and it would solve the problem.
If the Schnurkenbergers are worried about what's going on in New Hampshire, they would have focused their little laser beam, their super magic ray out in the all 50 locations around the world, and wiped out Free Talk Live already.
Well, you know what they could do? They could just go out and take out the entirety of the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua in the middle of March or early March next year. They could have done it earlier this year.
They could have done it last year. This year, the year before, I mean, we've had two Liberty forums up to this point with a vortex of Liberty. Ron Paul was there.
Man,
I mean,
they could have gotten them all.
If they, you know, if Ron Paul was probably the most dangerous Liberty lover in America, why didn't they get him then?
What were they thinking? They could have done it subtly, according to Dan. They could have just flipped on their little HARP transmitter. And
no one would have known the difference. They could have made everybody deathly ill. They could have mixed their DNA to the point that, come on.
Madness.
Please, why do people spend any time researching this absolute insanity?
It's really crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have no idea. You suggested before. Maybe they want to feel like they know something that other people don't know.
These are the same people that blew up the Hubble. I mean, they can't do anything right. They don't have a mind ray. I'm sorry.
And you know what? Even if they do, Mark, even if it's true, even if what old Dan said is true, I don't care, man. I'm not going to sit back I'm not going to go back to my old life in Florida and sit down there and watch as tyranny is on the rise around me. I'm going to be in the best place that I possibly can be for the advancement of liberty in my lifetime, and I know for a fact that that best place is right here in New Hampshire, surrounded by people that are of a like mind. And if all of a sudden we all start getting sick, well, you know what? At least we had a good damn time doing what we did, and we've enjoyed each other's company, and we've done everything we possibly could have done for the advancement of liberty, as opposed to sitting on my ass sitting on your ass down where you live and doing nothing.
Conspiracy theories like this don't accomplish anything. Is all they do is they spread fear. I'm not, you know, it may be true. It may be that the government has a magic mind ray. But what? What are you going to do about it? They've got a mind ray, for God's sake.
Right, so you either
if you make too much noise about it, they're gonna.
Right. Well, you know, the reality is
they'll wipe you out of people's memory.
Even
for
if
God's
they don't
sakes.
Have the mind ray, the reality is if you make too much noise, they could round your ass up physically, put you in a camp, and you know, deport you to Guantanamo if they want to do that. They could disappear you. They could kill you, bury you in a mass grave. They could do all kinds of horrific, terrible things that they don't need special technology to do. That all they need are men with guns to take care of, and they have enough men with guns. So
I present to you a fully functional Death Star.
If you are afraid of what the consequences might be for being active and outspoken for liberty, you should just stay in your mom's basement where you currently are, and you huddle there. You go to work from time to time, come home, call all the crazy talk shows you want to, and talk about all your nut job kookery, and nothing will ever change for your life. You'll live your entire life out being absolutely paranoid and crazy, and then we're going to be having fun here in New Hampshire doing activism, and we're going to be having a good time doing it and socializing and making new friends and bringing new people to liberty. And if it turns out they drop a flipping atom bomb on New Hampshire, well, at least I don't have any regrets for my life. I've enjoyed every single aspect and every moment of it, and I don't look back one moment.
I wish somebody would call up Harp and tell him to turn up the heat here in New Hampshire, because it's going to be like 9 degrees tonight.
We are out of here.
Ring, ring, Harp, please turn up the heat.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If we didn't get you on, call back tomorrow night. We promise we'll get to you then, especially if you call early. We'll see you then. Live Saturday edition is tomorrow, and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!